Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium after a loss in Week 3. And coming up, we'll talk to Boomer Esiason about all things NFL Week 3 at 8. So, Boomer, in about 50 minutes or so, still time to leave a Hill note for us on anything, obviously, the Patriots, Red Sox, whatever. But leave a voice note, and we'll play the best ones. You can do that on the Odyssey app, and then we'll play the best ones back. Coming up at 9:30, 9:45 this morning after a rare content replay on Mike Vrabel, who joined us last hour here at Gillette, but now leads remaining, including this one from Curtis. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. So pregame, Albert Breer on one of the many local TV pregame shows, I think it was NBC Sports Boston, noted that the offseason where the Steelers ultimately traded for DK Metcalf began with the Patriots and Steelers being the only two teams willing to trade or looking to acquire the receiver. However, the Patriots were unwilling to part with a second-round pick. Now, they also there's theorizing out there that DK Metcalf didn't want to come to Massachusetts.
He told, or his people said, he was uninterested in coming to New England.
And right? I would say there are a lot of people that are uninterested in things, and then they see a dollar sign, and they go, oh, the seaport looks lovely this time of year.
They suddenly become interested.
Right, just like Kevin Garnett never wanted to come to Boston, and then, oh, wow, looky here. He's here, and he's like the king of the town. So I don't understand how these tenants remain in place despite the person that's running the football department. Like, how many second-round picks do you have to pee down your leg on before you say, let's trade? I would have even traded a first round pick, maybe not the 3 pick overall, but a future first for DK Metcalf. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. I don't get the conservative approach. I don't understand. They have more money than God. They have the most cap space in the NFL by a wide margin. If you believe in that, cash spending, whatever you want to use as a metric, they have plenty of it. And I just, it's such a deflating day. It began with that news report. I'm like, wow, that sucks. Would you rather throw the ball to Pop Douglas in that spot or DK Metcalf?
Right. I think the latter.
But we know why, though. Because our buddy, my former teammate, the guy that sits right in this chair, when we asked about these kind of questions, whether it was Michael Parsons at the time, he said that we look at the draft as we want to be able to build through the draft and get the maybe some of the foundation blocks.
Yeah, he did say that.
You know, so I mean, I would have given up a second round. I'm still in the camp. I'll give up picks for whoever because I know Courtney, I don't know if she said this on air, said, yeah, he had a bunch of different receivers, which I think is great. That's because he doesn't have Drake May, that one guy to get the ball to.
Yeah. Curtis, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. That was a great segue into my lead, Wiggy, because that's exactly what I was going to say. There were two bright spots from Drake May yesterday. Now, did he make boneheaded moves throughout the game? Yes, of course. But in his second year, all I found from Drake May is when he makes those boneheaded moves, he does not spiral. That was my main issue with Mac Jones. And I know Mac Island is hot right now, yep. But that was something that
it's
Mac
a place to be, honestly.
Yep.
It's either there or St. Bart's or Bill Ripka.
I'd rather be in Antarctica.
Yeah. But he doesn't spiral. It seems like the mental capacity of a young quarterback is fragile for a lot of guys. That doesn't seem like it's the case for Drake May. Otherwise, I was very impressed with the way in which he spreads the wealth throughout the game. He had 9 different receivers yesterday that he hit. Obviously, Hunter Henry is his favorite, but he doesn't try to force things with Hunter Henry over and over again. That's another thing that I think we've seen a lot of young quarterbacks fall into. They have a binky. They have a guy that they trust more than everybody else. Now, does that fall into the fact that they don't have a star receiver for him to do so? Yeah, it could be. But I also think with what he's got right now, he is not just trying to force things with Hunter Henry. He is looking around and best case scenario, he is finding that guy and going to him. I think that's very impressive when you look at a guy in his second year at quarterback.
Okay, Courtney, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I had a couple leads running through my mind, but I'm going to go with the one that I'm asking the question about this Patriots football team. I'm asking the question is, who are they? Who is this team? Is this the team that we look at? Mike Vrabel says, you know, we don't want to be front runners, a team that it plays a tough game down in Miami and comes away with a win. Or is this a team that plays a close game against a team like the Raiders and the Pittsburgh Steelers? And they're, you know, in my opinion, they're a better team than both of those teams and lose. So I wonder what this team is moving forward. And I know, you know, if you ask Vrabel, he's probably still trying to figure out the identity of this football team. And I know I have them at 9 wins. And I'm still on that. Now, granted, I'm kind of like 1 foot off the ledge
Uh-oh.
On my 9 wins. But I'm still holding on with the other foot.
Uh-huh.
But I guess that's the biggest thing for me is, what is this football team? And can this football team be the team that we expect them to be able to win games like that, even when you play as kind of you played good, but you had those turnovers, or win the Vegas game when you didn't play great and you still have an opportunity to win football games like we saw in the past and get it. I know it's the past with Brady and things were different, but a team that could win those games and you go, that was an ugly win. That's why I asked this question. Who is this team? Can they be that, it was an ugly win team, or are they just...
They're a team that has a losing culture, and that doesn't change overnight. It is a bunch of guys that have gotten really used to losing a ton of games. I don't know of any team in the NFL that's worse in the last 19 games than 3-16
But aren't they new guys, though?
But you know what it's like to go to a winning team. How many guys would leave the Patriots mm-hmm. during the heyday, and they would sign with the Jets, or Ty Law talks about going right. to the Chiefs, and it's like, he told the story on the show about how different it was, how guys were making plans for dinner while they're getting ready for the game. Like, there is an entire feeling that permeated, like Willie McGinnis, Ty Law, Teddy Bruschi, Ted
right,
Johnson,
right.
those guys
I mean,
created.
He is right. I mean, is it 50% of the team what wasn't here last season?
Greg, I've been watching BC football my entire life. They change players every year. We always lose in big games. It's a rot.
It's a culture thing.
Yes.
But is it a culture? I guess I need just explain it to me. I'm asking the question. How is it a culture thing if the new coach brings in a different culture? Right?
Because we've had three coaches and it's all been the same.
So you're saying it takes a while to change
right.
that culture.
Bill went 4-13. Mayo went 4-13. You're 1-2. You're 3-16 in your last 19 games inside this building. The coaches have changed. The front office has changed.
Right.
But
the culture has changed, though.
No.
Right? Because even the players have said it. The players have said the culture is much different this year than it was last year. So I guess that's why I'm asking, what is it? And if it's new players that still don't have this rot, like if you got new players coming in, Williams, Landry, Splain.
Diggs.
Diggs. Like you got these new players coming in.
But why is Juju playing well in Kansas City? Why is Tyquan Thornton on the roster catching a touchdown pass and being the Sunday Night Football star of the game?
Because they have Patrick Mahomes.
Right, but they're also on a team where they have a great offensive mind and Andy Reid, and they have a plan in place, and they all know to just do their job.
Mm-hmm.
When you're losing, everybody tries to do a little bit more, and then they don't do what's best for the team.
All right, Curtis, thank you. If you are one who, like Wiggy and Curtis and myself, believe that the city of Boston has enough or even too many bike lanes, then you may be on an island. I was very interested last week in city council here in Boston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big debate about adding even more protected bike lanes. And one of those who is advocating for it is City Councilor Sharon Durkin, who shared an incident that occurred to her when she was riding her bike in Boston, not in a protected bike lane.
I am afraid that we've become a little bit desensitized to the conversation around safety. And I can tell you, I had a recent experience on a bike that has put me off of a bike for 2 weeks, for 2 months. I was heckled. Someone behind me said, "You better move, you fat B-word," behind me while I was biking in an area that did not have a protected bike lane. And I do need to share that there's a lot of trauma that people that are riding on two wheels feel in the city. And as we're reaching summer months, blue bikes, other, you know, people who are riding on their own two-wheeled devices, they do get heckled. They are impacted by the conversation that we have at the city council. And I do think it's very important that we realize that in the culture war that is happening around bikes and other infrastructure, we do need to center those that are most vulnerable, pedestrians, bike users, people on two wheels. And that's something that I have stood behind. I ran on being someone who is for safe and accessible streets, and I will continue to do that. And if this is placed in my committee, I think we really need to have a nuanced conversation about who is vulnerable on the roads and how we can protect them.
I never even thought about that. The like you're riding your bike along in the city. I mean, it could happen to me when I'm walking. Somebody's yelling out, you know, "Get out of the way, fatty," or something like that.
I've heard it plenty of times.
That's the
Sean,
issue.
Where are you normally where it happens? In the Chick-fil-A parking lot or where?
This show, like it happens all the time.
Same.
I don't know what I can say or not, but...
It's traumatizing, Curtis. It's very traumatizing.
No, nobody should be calling anybody names, but that's not just for people that are on a bike. Like, this is happening to people are heckling when you're walking down the street.
Yeah,
when
also,
you're
how
on
do
a
we
run.
Intend to protect these bike lanes? Like, in a soundproof glass case?
There is no collection of people on the planet that pays less attention to rules than people that bike. Tell me the last time you saw a guy on a Huffy waiting for the little bike thing to go green
before entering the intersection.
And if I'm going slow on the bike, I want you to heckle me and be like, "Hey, fatso, get out the way so we can get out." Right. You know, we're trying to get some exercise in here.
Oh, so it's like the bike version of road rage, I guess. I didn't even know it was an issue.
That was all for her to just clap back at some rando. Like she did this 5-minute dissertation on.
For her, I hope she finds the courage to get back on the bike, because no one should suffer that fate.
So. My guess is if you went to her abode, you would not see a bike there.
That's right. All right. Those are our leads this morning. We're going to get to They Said It coming up next. Wiggy was here on Saturday as Bill Parcells was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. We are going to talk about what he said about wishing perhaps he could have done some things differently. So we'll get to that coming up. Boomer Esiason will join us at 8. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Patriots drop week 3 to the Steelers. 21-14 was the final thanks to 5 New England turnovers. Drake May completed 28 of 37 passes for 268 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception in the loss. We have to get to the Sports Illustrated Top Performer of the Week. It's brought to you by Sports Illustrated. And let's give it to our guy, Robert Spillane, who had a nice interception for the guys in the third quarter yesterday. He had 15 total tackles along with that interception. So excited for him. Sports Illustrated tickets, 50 million sports concerts and theater tickets, same seats, better prices. Fans deserve better.
And after having him on Friday, I was watching and he was wrapping up. Wiggy.
Oh, yeah. He made sure he was wrapping up.
He was wrapping up.
I like that. I might have gave it to Hunter Henry, but I do like Spillane.
Okay.
I thought Hunter Henry had a good game.
He did.
Greg, it seems like we may have reversed the Greg Hill Show jinx, at least when it comes to Robert Spillane. Maybe we can have Ramondre Stevenson on the show and he'll stop fumbling.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that we have that power.
Oh,
I mean,
shucks.
That horse may be out of the barn on that. I don't. It's got to become a mental thing now at this point.
That's what I think. Because he seems like a very talented player, but it's been three seasons now where he's dealt with this. Let's just hope that the jinx does not affect the Red Sox, because what Greg said this morning, we are screwed.
I've been there before. It's all mental now. I mean, I've never dealt with it, like, in the sense of fumbling the ball. But, like, I've seen guys who might drop a football, and then they start thinking about it, and now they can't catch a cold.
It's abhorrent.
Other games of note, yesterday the Browns came back from being down 10 with 4 minutes to play against the Packers thanks to a blocked field goal attempt and a 55-yard walk-off field goal of their own to get a 13-10 win. And the Jets drop a heartbreaker after coming back and taking the lead against the Bucs due to a blocked kick, scoring 3 touchdowns in a span of 9 minutes in the fourth. They lose to a Tampa Bay walk-off field goal. The Red Sox dropped their final with the Rays, just missing the clean sweep. Yesterday's final from Tampa Bay, 7-3. Connelly Early went 4 innings, giving up 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out 4. The guys are off tonight before kicking off their series with the Blue Jays tomorrow. And that's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the new items you like most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and so much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lowerprices and starmarket.com/lowerprices. Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping. Get rewarded. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.